Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
There's been a high level of a delegation that has come to Israel. U.S. House of Representatives Speaker Mike Johnson made a historic first official visit to the city of Ariel, accompanied by U.S. Ambassador Mike Huckabee and Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders. During the visit, they emphasized Judea and Samaria belongs to the Jewish people. So there were a lot of photos as well of them at the Western Wall, at the Kotel. And I saw all of the, it was almost as if they had received a memo, the anti-Israel crew, the haters, and all of them said, you see, they've gone to pray in Israel. What is wrong with them? We need our country back. You know, the whole allegation, of course, that Israel is giving orders to the United States. So it's become it was always going to become an issue, but I saw that it is even more so, which is what I thought was very, very interesting. Joining us in a few moments, we will be talking about that. Yisrael Meidad is an educator, columnist, media analyst, and a Yesha resettler activist. So this trip, I think, as far as I understand, was the first time that we've seen this type of delegation to Judea and Samaria. It's because I think in general there's been quite a lot of nervousness around the comment, the political statement that it makes with any U.S. Government official going there. Yisrael Meidad, very good morning. Thank you for joining us. Was this a historical moment?
It's one of the historic steps that have been going on for a very long time that some of us have been involved with in terms of nurturing contacts with political supporters, not only from the United States, but across the globe. I can tell you that, if I'm not mistaken, in 2021, perhaps, or 2020, Mike Johnson, when he was fairly a freshman politician, came out here to Shiloh with Jim Jordan, who is also now a very prominent member of Congress. And we have hosted and engaged in talks, visited them in Washington. They've been visiting us in terms of outreach. And I'm glad to say that Mike Johnson is the most senior elected official, I think, that has come out here to beyond the green line, as we say, to the area of Judea and Samaria. And it indicates that there's an ongoing conversation with political establishments, not only in the United States, but in other countries, about recognizing Jewish rights and Jewish needs in Judea and Samaria.
So for decades, we know that international consensus has viewed Judea and Samaria as, in inverted commas, occupied territories. Does this visit begin to chip away at that narrative?
Well, I just took a look at the editorial of the Jerusalem Post, and they seem to be telling the government of Israel to take advantage of this visit and to ratchet up moves for declaration of sovereignty of some form or another. So obviously this is a turning point. I don't know how long it will take until either this government is convinced that there's a strong possibility of declaring that, or taking advantage of the Arab opposition to declare that a two-state solution is dead, and therefore the only other alternative at the present moment is Israeli sovereignty over all or major parts of Judea and Samaria. But this has been on the table for years, and I think it's to our credit, not only to our credit, in other words, those living out here in Shiloh, Hebron, Bet El, and other places, but Israel's government and, of course, those politicians and political movements that are involved that are recognizing this, not only the historical right, which has actually been recognized by many international bodies, it's just that the application or the implementation of this step of sovereignty is getting more recognition and more acceptance.
The visit was obviously covered, is always covered differently in various publications, and there's little doubt that following the story and following images of some of the U.S. administration at the cartel at the Western Wall, there was this whole attempt to paint this as Israel is telling the United States what to do and determining their policy. There is unquestionably going to be a contrived backlash. What have you seen so far?
I really haven't seen so much, but I would agree with you to at least expect this situation. Look, speaking in as American, I happen to know that over 200 years ago, the third president of the United States wrote a letter to Emmanuel Noach, saying that it's his wish, it's his desire to see Jews returning to Judea. Okay? Right. So it's an American political tradition. The real sort of negative narrative is the one I think you're talking about, where Arabs or pro-Arabs or anti-Zionist Jews or other non-Jews who don't agree with Israel's positions are trying to create either an historical falsehood or a political reverse telling of what the situation is on the ground. We have the rights, we have the history, we have the need. The Arabs should have had a state in 37, in 1947. They could have had autonomy from Menachem Begin in 1977. Their policy of rejection is only going to get them deeper into problems when they could have had coexistence and cooperation with Israel for decades already to the benefit of their population. We're not against Arabs per se. We're against the fact that instead of diplomacy, they always use terror, and we're trying to do the best not to get our citizens killed. If that means that we're back in the ancient homeland, the heart of Israel's historical heritage of territory of Judea and Samaria, that's a bonus. And we should not be allowed to give it up simply because they've woken up too late to the realities of what their violence is causing them.
Yeah, which is actually so sad if one thinks about it. So what, in your view, would be the ideal outcome of this moment, legally, diplomatically, symbolically? Where does this go from here?
Well, to tell you the truth, I'd like a deepening of the connection, of course, but also, look, we had a victory of a sorts when the embassy reversed the Biden reversal and eliminated what we call the Office of Palestinian Affairs. We had a consulate for many years. The first Trump administration did away with that, and Biden brought it back in a halfway fashion, in a halfway way, and now that is gone. So I think a lot of the, if I can call it, hierarchical or structural or administrative elements, including laws, anti-BDS laws, and stuff like that, deepening the relationship between many of the states, if not all of the states, and Israel on this issue, so that a future administration will find it very difficult to walk back what has been done. And that's still a long road to go. I've been involved in political processes, so I know it's not an overnight snap of the fingers. And the more visits we have, the more we can impress upon American officials. And of course, look, I've also dealt with heads of peace now from Congress. And we brought them out here to say the reality. And even though they see what the situation is on the ground, somehow when they go back to Washington, they lose their perspective. So politics is politics. It can flip-flop. I'm not going to be triumphant at this point. I'm just saying we're on the right path, and I think that we're doing very good.
That is where we have, that's where we leave it. Let's see where this goes. Yisrael Medad, he's an educator, columnist, media analyst, and Yesha resettler activist.